This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 555, and today we're going to be talking about how to become a master at prioritizing. Now, there's a few things just want to review or go over with you about it. Number one, I have learned a lot about prioritizing from both myself and my clients, and especially my clients, helping them discern what works for them, what do they want to get accomplished. So after taking, you know, after 15 years of coaching and helping people prioritizing, I'm going to share with you what I feel you need to know. Now, these are going to be three important considerations. Yes, only three, but each of them have subsequent tasks to do with them. So although we're talking about prioritizing and only three things, that actually is really a good thing, because if we had 20 steps, nobody would ever prioritize. So I broke these down into three steps that will help you prioritize your tasks. So the key thing is, you know, you want to start each day noting all the tasks you need to complete. You see, each day is not like the one before, and it's not going to be like the one tomorrow. So each day there's going to be different tasks for you to complete. Yes, you may have some routine tasks that you do every day, and you can adjust for those with your prioritized list. But so let's just say that after working out in the morning and taking a shower and having your coffee or tea or whatever else it is, you know, write down your tasks that need to be completed. You know, you can do it either in a notebook or a smartphone. Now, you can either do it the night before or do it the day of. Either one. Some people are so burned out by the end of the day, they just want to go home and they want to hit their to-do list or their prioritized list first thing in the morning. Others want to know that when they get to their desk, they know exactly what they do, what they want to do. Either way, last thing at night, first thing in the morning, you want to make a list of all the things that have to be accomplished that day, not a week from now, that day. So this is not goal setting. This is prioritizing your day. So start each day with noting all the things that need to complete. These could be things like read emails, write a project document, meet the boss for a brief session update, you know, prepare a presentation, you know, expense report. All of these things, just write them down. These are things that are just typical for myself and for my clients, but you know what you have to do each every day. So you start each day by writing down everything that has to be accomplished that day. Then you sort the tasks according to their importance. Duh, right? It sounds easy, but how do you, what do you use? What value do you use as importance? Now, there's the Eisenhower matrix, which is important and urgent, and those are good for projects to do. But for your daily tasks, your activities you intend to do in different importance, so you have a list of them. You should start with the most important to the least important. That makes sense, right? Some people, so the most important may be more complex than the least important. So some people want to get the least important out because they feel like they're getting something done. But we want to make sure we start with the most important. The ones that will add value to your work, to your company, are the ones that you should start to work on first. And you can assign numbers to them, or you can assign must do, should do, or good to do. Those are tasks. So the must do are the ones that have to be done today. Should do is should do it today, definitely by tomorrow. And good to do is definitely would like to get it done today if I have enough time, tomorrow for sure, or during the week. So you could even look at, you know, the must do is today, the should do is today or tomorrow, the good to do is today, tomorrow, or this week. But we want to put a timeline on that. And these are things that could be, you know, again, using the example before, prepare a presentation, must do, because if you don't have the presentation, you can't meet with a client, you can't look at whatever has to be done. So you have the must do. Write a project document. You know, if that was assigned to you by your boss, then it's a must do, because especially if it's due today. Meet with the boss for a brief session and updates. Yeah, I should do that today. But if I'm still doing my presentation and my project, I'll just send him an email and meet with him or her later. Read your emails. Yeah, I should. But here's the thing is most people end up spending way too much time on their emails, and I should do them, but I have other things I need to do. And so that's where we put that off to the side. And then sort out your expenses. That's a good to do. So when you look at this, you know, again, it could be, you know, prioritize what has to be done today, what can be done today or tomorrow, what can be done this week, however you look at it. But what I like, what I encourage is to have just three things, three ways of scaling your tasks, as opposed to multiple ones or just write them down and go down the list. So you want to make sure that, you know, what's important. Another thing to consider is what event is happening today or tomorrow that's going to drive that. So perhaps in the afternoon you were giving your PowerPoint presentation. So that would take priority because you have to get that done for the afternoon. Maybe the project document has to be done for tomorrow. So you do your PowerPoint, then you do your project document. So you could use what are the things that are coming up to create the urgency around this. But again, I would just use three basics. You could do 1, 2, 3, must do, should do, good to do, whatever that is, works for you, but just three things, right? And then start working on the highly prioritized task. And right after sorting out your task based on their importance, you can start working on the high prioritized tasks first and then move your way down. This way, you'll be able to complete all the critical tasks promptly and have some time left over to complete the other task. I mean, this all makes, when you think about it, it just is logical sense. But often, one, we don't make lists of what has to be done. Again, this is different than a goal. This is just your priority list. These are the things that have to get done just for the day. And so when we start looking at it, we want to make sure that we know what we have to accomplish today. And when we have the high priority tasks labeled or identified first, we then can start to work through it. And it sounds like, yeah, this is right. But I will tell you, after coaching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients, this is so simple. And when I explain it to the clients, they go, oh, and their day is more effective and more efficient, right? Effective is doing the right things. Efficient is doing those things right. And when we can prioritize our list and prioritize our tasks, you'll be surprised at actually how much time you have at the end of the day to start other projects. So here's the things. You know, at times, unexpected things happen and your boss might assign you an urgent work and when you least expect it or something might happen, right? It's just life. It's just life and work. On such occasions, don't panic. And instead of having a breakdown or saying you can't do it, add the new task to your list according to where that priority is and carry on working the same strategies as before. So if you're halfway through doing a presentation for your boss in the afternoon, he comes up or she comes up and says, hey, I need this done instead. Boom, it jumps ahead and you do it. And then when you're done, you move on. So we want to have behavioral flexibility in this and not be so rigid, but we also want to have a roadmap on how we're going to maneuver through the day. This way you'll be in a good position, right? So when you have that behavioral flexibility, you'll be in a good position to complete the tasks and if other tasks come your way. So this is a great, great system. It's very easy, it's very simple, and it's very executable. So that's my tips on becoming a master of prioritization. You can find out the show notes and other blog posts and podcasts at warriormindcoach.com. And while you're on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.